Finance and Audit Committee meeting.
5:17.
5:17. Let's stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. Can you lead us in this?
Sure.
Where's the flag?
Ready? Begin.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, it's Tuesday, December 17th, 2019. It's approximately 5:18 p.m. Director Wargo?
Here.
Director Israel?
Here.
Okay, Finance and Audit Committee report. First report is going to be the balance sheet. So we'll take a look at the last two pages of the report.
The balance sheet?
On the balance sheet, yes.
How does that work with the numbers?
So on page one of the balance sheet, lines number 8 and number 10, the district's combined cash with Chase and the LAIF account balance is approximately $932,000 at the end of November. If you go to the second page of the balance sheet, line item 56, total liabilities. Total liabilities were approximately $1 million at the month end.
So which one's bigger?
$1 million.
Yeah.
We're catching up though.
That's just cash.
No, that's how much liabilities, how much you owe.
You have to owe that?
No.
Okay.
Next is the profit and loss, page one. If you look at line item 10, basic facility fees. These fees are charged for new service connections, meter installations, and upgrades. These fees are difficult to budget accurately due to their unexpected nature when revenue is earned. Year-to-date fees collected include $9,000 in October for a new service connection and $13,000 in November for a 3/4 inch meter installation. So we're actually, basically what this shows is we have a little more growth than anticipated in Capizon. It's not a lot, but it's a little more than anticipated. Next is line 30, workers' comp. Year to date is at 74%. This is due to timing of workers' comp payments. Workers' compensation through May 1st, 2020 has been paid in full as of November. So as the fiscal year goes on, it'll catch up. It'll regulate. Next is line 46, engineering services. Year to date is at 70% due to several invoices from Krieger and Stewart in September, including an $11,000 invoice relating to standby fees. We have been using them a little more than typical lately for the GSP meetings. From some of the development that's been occurring out here, and a few other miscellaneous items. Next is line 71, legal services. This is at 61% due to increased legal work relating to the following items: illegal water hookups, inquiries from the board, some of them relating to charitable donation opportunities, fire flow and fire sprinklers questions, and a hydrant that was hit. Next month, too, we'll probably have another invoice from legal regarding the Tank 1 painting. I don't know if you're aware of the situation, but I think Calvin will explain it more in his manager's report. Next is line 90. The grant and loan processing fees. Year to date, it's at 95%, but this is due to the timing of the loan fee payments. So again, this should balance out or play catch up as the fiscal year goes on. Last, we have line 109, net income and loss. As of November 30th, the fiscal year to date net income is approximately $25,700. So we're not, as you'll see, we're not where we want to be. We're only at 23% of the year-to-date target that we want to hit. But at the same time, considering that we had the well and tank repairs, at least this month we're showing that we're in the positive, where last month we were in a negative. So it could be worse. At least we're showing a positive here. And then any other questions?
I don't have any.
Okay.
Move to adjourn. We did check that in beforehand.
Yes. Okay. Please. So it's 5:23.
All right, I'm gonna run home.